We have looked over the last couple of Sundays at the word of the Lord, and that is part of our theme. And today is the last sermon in this series as we start next week with Resurrection Sunday. And the theme for next week or next month is discipleship. But today it is growing in the word. How do we grow in the word of God? We have looked at the word, the importance of the word of God in our lives. We have looked at Psalm 19 with its powerful, joyful, sweet, eternal word. We have looked at the Logos word, which is the absolute word of God. We have also looked at the Rhema word, which is the word for a specific situations. And the Rhema word, we know that will always come under the authority of the Logos word. This word that we have in our pews, in our hands, this word that we hear, this word that we handle, this word that we get to know Jesus better, this word has become flesh and is alive. It is the sword of the Spirit. It is active. It is powerful. This word is with us. To be honest, I was wrestling with this sermon this morning. Not this morning, but overnight, because I was going to change it. And I decided not to. So bear with me if I'm off track, okay? Because I was wrestling. So I was asking the Lord, why? Why do you want me to change it a little bit? And then he said to me, well, go to the psalm that you started. So in Psalm 19, we read these last words in verse 14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be ever pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. May these words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And I was stunned. It was like, okay, I'm listening. What are you saying? You see, David was aware of the power of the word. But he was also aware that the meditation of the word of God in his heart will lead him to grow into an amazing intimacy with the Lord. And that intimacy, that eating, that wrestling with the word of God made him say these words, may the meditation of my heart. May the meditation, or may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, may these words of mine be ever pleasing to you. Words have a powerful effect when we speak them. That's why at the beginning of the service, I was like, I didn't start it in the right way. I declared something that was negative. And I heard the Holy Spirit saying just then, don't say that. Go up there and say the opposite. Because the words that we handle, the word that comes out of our hearts, they have the power of life and death. And here we see that at the end of chapter 19, David is saying, may these words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, because it will reveal what is inside you. It will be. It will reveal what you eat, what you absorb, what you drink, how you handle the word or not handle the word. It will reveal that. And something happens. We express it. We verbalize it. You don't have to be, minister. Or, you can be anywhere, anybody you want to be. Let me say this clear. You know, when people come into a room and the whole atmosphere changes for the worst. Is that right? Have you been there? Like somebody comes into a room and whoa, something happened. Or you look at a person or somebody's life and you see that that person is in trouble. I mean, you don't have to be a prophet to realize that. And you, just by looking at somebody, you can pretty much tell the story. In my Christian walk with the Lord, for many years, I was eating lemons. You know, when you eat lemons, your face changes. Have you ever eaten lemons? Raw lemons? What is the expression of your face? It's like, no, right? For many years in my Christian life, I was eating lemons. So on Sunday, I was like, happy Christian. Hey, praise the Lord. From Monday to Saturday. Well, my kids can tell me, my wife can tell me, I was eating a lot of lemons. I was very bitter. Very bitter. And, you know, it's like, good morning. Hi. Great day. Really? It is sunny outside. Yeah, but it's going to rain. And I, you know, people see my face and say, well, what's wrong with you? Even this morning. What's wrong with you? Why do you have that face? Well, Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Let me ask you a question this morning. What is your heart full of this morning? What is it? What is your heart full of? Because you see, I have lived the life of a pseudo-Christian, right? Come to church, read the word now and again, right? And show up on Sunday, everything is great. And it wasn't. To be honest, it wasn't. I was very unhappy. Very unhappy. And my face showed it, you know? Unhappy face. I needed a revival. I needed a touch from the Lord to change me. And this is what it is so beautiful about this psalm. Because when we treasured the word of the Lord in our hearts, like a beautiful pearls, when we treasure it up, we're building up a beautiful bank of resources that somehow, I cannot explain you how, but because it is the work of the Holy Spirit, somehow the word has the power and ability to transform you and transform me without even asking. That is the power of the word in us. So to treasure the word of the Lord in our hearts, it becomes our meditation. No wonder David said at the end of this beautiful psalm, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be ever be so pleasing to you, my Lord, my rock, and my redeemer. Three titles, my Lord, my rock, and my redeemer. And the Lord, if you have a Bible, is in capital letters saying the Lord of the covenant, the personal God, the intimate God of the Old and New Testament. So he is saying, may the words store up in my heart that it is expressing, verbalizing itself in praise and worship to you. Be ever pleasing to you, O Lord, my God, my Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Rock is a picture of God. Solid, strong foundations. Unshakable. And that is his word to us. It's completely unshakable. And Redeemer, What about that word, Redeemer? David prophetically maybe was looking to the future and looking at the Redeemer of our lives, the Redeemer of our souls, the Redeemer who is Jesus. That is why it is so important that we grow in the Word, that we grow in the Word. And that's why Paul said to young Timothy, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and correctly handles the word of truth. We need to get familiar with this word. We need to get acquainted with the words of God. How? And this is the practical bit. How do we get acquainted? How? Two things, very quickly. A warning and an example. Okay, first, the warning. We read from the Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 and 5. It says, be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today so that you may live and increase and enter and possess the land the Lord God promised and oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness for these 40 years to humble you and test you in order to know that he was in your heart, whether or not you will keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Moses is teaching that the people will not forget the Lord. And actually, in that process, Moses is teaching them, is giving them the word with a warning. He says, be careful, be careful. Be careful today. The words I'm giving you today are precious. Do you want to increase? Do you want to prosper? Do you want to possess the promised land? Well, remember what the Lord did those 40 years. He gave you manna, which was a heavenly substance similar to bread that kept the nation of Israel saved from starvation. And Moses made the link. He's saying manna is like the bread. It's like bread, and it's like the bread. It is like the word of God. But this is the thing about the manna. It only lasted less than a day. Friends, I'm not saying that the word of the Lord lasts just one day. Okay? His word is eternal. But think about this. The manna just lasted a day or so. Moses is saying that man does not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. So what is the warning? I just want you to hear me well and not get confused with what I'm saying. Because the word is powerful, eternal, doesn't change. But the words of yesterday might not be the words of today. The words of yesterday might not be as effective as it was then. We need fresh manna. We need fresh words from the Lord. That's the warning. You and I need daily, like you have breakfast or lunch or tea, a daily portion of the fresh bread from heaven that is Jesus Christ on a daily basis. So if we want to be a community that wants to move forward, embrace community, do missions and all that, if you want to prosper, then we need to hear what the Lord is saying today for our generation and for the future generations. And let us honor the words of the past that the Lord spoke to our fathers and forefathers.
And because they heard, you are sitting here. And because they obeyed the word of the Lord for hundreds of generations, this place is standing here. But we need, on a daily basis, the bread of life, a fresh word from the Lord. And this is the example. Almost there. I was, right now, if you get to know me, I'm quite transparent. And you can see in my face when I'm happy or not, and so on. I was so depressed, so upset with the Lord, but really, really upset, that I said to him, this is about 5-6 years ago, "You see this book? It doesn't make sense to me." I closed it and I said to him, "I'm not going to read it again." I know I need to preach on Sunday morning. Okay? And he reminded me of that. I said, "You need to preach Sunday morning." I said, "Yes, I know. I take an old sermon. I download something from the internet. That will do. But I'm upset with you. Why are you doing this to me? We're not growing. I'm fed up. I tried A, B, C, D. I ran out of letters of the alphabet. I read so many books. I am upset with you. Why you call me to do this? It is not fair. I want to be back in television, earning lots of money, and be famous. I don't like you anymore." I was serious. And for 1 week, I closed the book and I said, "Tough, I'm not going to read it." I don't know if you've ever been like that. Maybe it's just me. Okay? And that's okay. I didn't read it. Monday, Tuesday. Nope. Watching videos or films, 2 o'clock in the evening, you know, at nighttime. Ha! You're not going to get me this time. Well, some of you met my friend Asman. Asman on Friday said to me, "Hey, we're doing an outreach in the city center. Would you like to come?" And you cannot say no to my friend Asman. And I said, "Only because you're my friend. Only because of that, I'm going to go." So I put my mask, of Christian mask, spiritual mask. I went to the streets. We had a wonderful time. But I was upset. Still upset. And then during prayer time, one of my dearest friends came to me. And she offered to pray for me. And my attitude was wrong. And I said, "Yes." But like, okay, yes, you can pray for me. And then I will never, 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 for the rest of my life, forget this. She prayed and she stopped. And she said to me, "Dario, I don't know if this makes any sense to you, but I sense the Lord saying to you, you need new manna, new words from him. The old manna will not sustain you for the work ahead. You need the word in your heart." And I was even more upset because the word was out. My secret was out. You see, I was found. I couldn't hide. But something happened. She said to me, she spoke to me with an amazing love. Perhaps like Jonathan and David, that kind of friendship. It was like if Jesus was standing next to me and speaking right to my heart. All I know, all I knew then, was to receive it, to say sorry, and to ask for forgiveness for my rebellious heart. How did she know? I don't know. the Lord talked to her. But I needed that word. I needed that word. We need fresh words every day. Today, tomorrow. That's how we grow. It's not ABC. It is an attitude of our hearts. Attitudes of our hearts.